Master Gerhard was restless. From 1248 or even a few years earlier, to do planning, he worked as a master builder on the new construction of Cologne Cathedral. The construction progressed as planned. The eastern part of the cathedral, the so-called choir, had grown steadily in height. But for Master Gerhard, the whole thing was not going fast enough. He was well aware of the tragedy of his project. The construction of the new Cologne Cathedral would take a long time, too long for a single human life, too long for the rest of Gerhard's life. And yet, Gerhard wanted to see as much of it completed as possible, and perhaps he could achieve the impossible, after all, complete the cathedral in his lifetime. The building was already 20 meters high, an astonishing achievement for the 6,200 workers of the cathedral construction hut. Stonemasons hewed stones, which were carted up the cobbled road from the Rhine, or rather from the harbor, to the construction site in ox carts. Scaffolders erected scaffolding that towered to dizzying heights. It was a hustle and bustle of knocking, hammering, and sawing. Gerhard was always thinking about the progress of the construction work and could hardly sleep at night due to the stress. One day, completely exhausted, he leaned against a stone next to the building side and fell asleep. When he woke up, a man with a hood was standing in front of him. Gerhard had never seen this man, whose face he couldn't quite recognize before in Cologne. The stranger greeted the cathedral master builder in a friendly manner, but the person still radiated an unnatural darkness that Gerhard had never felt in a person before. And then he realized this was no ordinary person. Standing before him was the devil himself. And yes, I'm telling you a legend right now. Enjoy. "Things are progressing pretty slowly here on your building site, dear master builder," the devil purred mockingly. "What do you care?" Gerhard replied. "When completed, this will be a house of God, a house of your enemy, since you have fallen away from the faith." "Yes, it's true, a house of God is not in my interest," Satan replied. "But I would like to help you with your project, Gerhard. I can see that you are ambitious. Just imagine, Master Builder Gerhard, who has built a cathedral faster than anyone before or since." "There's a catch, I guess," replied Gerhard. "Absolutely not, dear Gerhard. 3 years and the cathedral's finished. All I want in return is just a little something."
"And what's that?"
"Oh, just your immortal soul, nothing more. The soul of the greatest master builder of all time would look really nice in my collection. Hell, what a small price to pay for the prestige you will receive. You will be the only master builder to see your work completed in your lifetime. Your name will outlast the centuries, even millennia." Gerhard thought about this. His soul for a finished cathedral? His ambition prevailed. "Fine, I agree," said the cathedral master builder in arrogance. "Wonderful! I promise you this, dear Gerhard. If the cathedral is not completed within 3 years and before the first cockcrow of the last night, you shall keep your soul, because then the devil will not have kept my promise, as the cathedral will not have been completed as I promised." And before Gerhard could reply, the devil disappeared with a loud bang. Gerhard had to laugh. The devil was many things, but building a cathedral, he could never manage that. And oh dear, how wrong he was. Because from then on, the cathedral grew faster and faster every day. The workers seemed to be inspired by magic, by evil magic. And when the 3 years were almost over, Gerhard saw that it could really happen, that the cathedral would be finished, and that would put his soul in grave danger. Full of worry, he confessed to his better half, his wife Guda, about the bet he had made with the devil. Guda immediately had the idea to beat the devil, and so the last night before the end of the 3 years dawned, and just as workers were about to lay the keystone, the last stone of the cathedral, the cock crowed far too early and announced the new day. Although, as I said, it was far too early. But a deal was a deal. The cock had crowed on that very last night before the 3 agreed years expired, and the cathedral was not finished. The devil had lost the bet. How was this possible? Well, Guda, Gerhard's good wife, had bought a rooster specially for that night, which she had trained to crow on command and way too early. Really clever of her. The devil saw that he had been tricked and flew like a berserker over the still unconsecrated cathedral, causing most of it to collapse. Gerhard almost had to start all over again, but he didn't care anymore. He kept his soul, and the devil had been outwitted. And so, dear people, according to this legend, the permanent construction site that Cologne Cathedral still is today was born. Cologne Cathedral, a building that will never be finished. But the devil didn't stop there. He would take his revenge on Gerhard, but we will find out that after the intro. The legend of the first master builder of today's Cologne Cathedral, Gerhard, is still known far and wide in the city. However, it has many forms and variations, and you are sure to know other versions of it if you ever heard about it before. In this episode, we return to the year 1248. Cologne Cathedral is rebuilt in the form of an enormous and mighty Gothic cathedral after a French design that came up in that time. The dimensions that were already being pursued here in the 13th century were gigantomaniac, because when completed, Cologne Cathedral would be the tallest building in the world, not only in the Middle Ages, but also in 1880 when it was completed over 600 years later, and would stay the highest building in the world for 4 years until the Washington Monument, I believe. And with that, dear people, welcome back to the History of Cologne, a podcast about the city of Cologne that is over 2,000 years old, but until it became what it is today, this old city on the Rhine has endured a colorful and rich past, hence it can therefore be seen as a kind of microcosm of European history. In this podcast, you can listen as the city grows from the Romans up until our present time. In the last episode, we gave the old Cologne Cathedral a fitting farewell. We went for one last walk inside and described the tragic events of 1248 when a fire that was actually controlled turned into an uncontrolled blaze that almost destroyed the shrine of the three wise men in it. It was only at the last moment that a fire was brought under control and the shrine of the three wise men could be carried out. Lucky for them. And in this episode, I would also like to talk about the way the cathedral was built in the future, but for this episode, I want to take a closer look on Gerhard, the famous very first master builder of Cologne Cathedral. To do this, we absolutely must learn the second part of the saga, the legend about master builder Gerhard. This second part is also much better known and even more tragic than the first version. Gerhard continued building the cathedral after winning the first bet with the devil. The devil, however, was bent on revenge. Gerhard, who had outwitted the devil with the help of his wife Guda, now believed that no one could take him by surprise. Sure, he had to start again in many parts of the building of the cathedral, but hey, he still had his soul. That's something too. And so it was that Gerhard was not at all suspicious when another day, an inconspicuous, short, chubby man approached him and questioned Gerhard's abilities. The man had recently settled in the town as a trader and was no stranger to Gerhard, but you can probably guess who was behind the inconspicuous man. That's right, the devil once again disguised. Master builder, your undertaking of a new cathedral is crazy. I'd rather build a water pipeline from Trier to Cologne than finish your cathedral, the strange man said. We need to think about that sentence for a moment. Building a water line from Trier to Cologne. Because Trier is a city that is 160 kilometers, or I guess 100 miles, south of Cologne, and like Cologne, was a flourishing Roman city in antiquity. At times, Trier was even the imperial residence of the Western Roman Empire in late antiquity. 160 kilometers, or 100 miles, is quite a long distance then as now. That's impossible, replied the cathedral master builder. It's not technically feasible. It's twice as long as the former Roman water pipeline to Cologne. Shall we bet? Replied the devil, disguised as that little fat man. This time, the devil, of course, deliberately and from experience concealed the well-known wager in this bet, Gerhard's soul. And Gerhard, you wouldn't believe it, after his recent experience, agreed to another bet. Master Builder Gerhard, no matter if the Gerhard in the legends or in real life the historically known Gerhard, he was certainly a workaholic, and of course his health increasingly suffered as a result from it. Gerhard suffered from the typical symptoms of stress and burnout, restlessness, bad mood, lack of sleep. His wife Guda became increasingly worried about her husband, so with good intentions, she turned to a new specialist doctor in the city. But what she didn't suspect, and you can probably guess, this new doctor in town was also the devil in disguise. He wasn't making much progress. The devil wasn't making much progress with his waterline from Trier to Cologne. With his supernatural power, he had dug a canal in no time at all, most of which ran underground, just like the Roman waterline once did as well. But the water didn't really want to flow and stagnated and didn't reach Cologne. The devil could do many things, but I guess being a civil engineer and canal construction was probably not one of them. Satan, still disguised as a doctor, reassured the wife and said that she should also monitor Gerhard's sleep for the best possible treatment, especially what he said in his sleep, as this could provide further clues as to what might be wrong with the master builder's health. And that is exactly what the good, unsuspecting Guda did. And so it came about that the wife visited the devilish doctor every day to tell him what her husband had been saying in his sleep at night. One day she told him that, as always, it was just trivial stuff. For example, that he had mumbled in his sleep that for underground water lines or pipes, you have to put an air hole in the pipe every quarter of an hour that you can walk by feet so that the water can flow properly. And the devil, visibly, pricked up his ears. But how is this supposed to help my husband? Guda asked the doctor. Any information helps, said the devil, and had to stop himself from jumping for joy. Now he knew how he could defeat Gerhard. Finally, the prince of hell dropped all caution and disappeared with a loud bang, leaving behind a foul-smelling, rotting stench. It happened on the same day. As usual, Master Builder Gerhard was early and the first to arrive at the cathedral construction site. It was now shortly before midday, and the sun was high in the sky. Standing at the top of a wooden scaffold, he looked at the latest work on the choir screen. Then Gerhard heard a splashing sound. Quite an unusual sound to hear. After all, the Rhine was still a good distance away. Gerhard looked down at the ground from the scaffolding and was startled by what he saw. A duck was swimming along in a stream that had just opened up here. The water pipe had been finished. The devil won. Long before his cathedral, Gerhard's cathedral was finished. Gerhard couldn't believe it. This little fat man, the devil was at play here. Bent on revenge, who would now take Gerhard's soul now that Satan had won? Gerhard did not want to give the devil his victory. He would not take him alive. Without giving it much thought, Gerhard took a running start and desperately jumped from the scaffolding into the depths and seemingly to his certain death. But this time the devil was prepared. In the form of a dog, he jumped towards the falling Gerhard, grabbed him with his mouth, and dragged the poor guy straight to hell with a loud roar. These were the two best-known legends about the first master builder of the cathedral, the Master Builder Gerhard. They are extremely well-known in the city, and so I wanted to give them the necessary space in this episode, even if they are just made up. But let's move on to the historically documented Gerhard after a short break. You might have guessed, these two legends about master cathedral builder Gerhard only emerged long after his death, especially in the 19th century when the Middle Ages were romanticized in Europe. What do we know about the historically documented Gerhard, who after all really lived and existed? We know surprisingly little about his personal biography. In fact, the only direct written evidence about him is a document in which we learn that he was given a plot of land on a lease held by the Cologne Cathedral chapter in 1257 in order to build a new stone house there. But we learn a lot about this. We learn about his family members and building a house of stone. This shows us again that Gerhard earned a good living as a cathedral master builder. At the time, only the wealthiest inhabitants in Cologne could afford a stone house like the Overstolzen family or the von der Mühlengasse family, for example. This house was theoretically in a good location. It was in what is now Marzellenstraße, directly north of Cologne Cathedral. Logically, however, this house did not yet have the desired view of the cathedral in close proximity that is so coveted today because, yeah, the cathedral wasn't finished yet. This means that we only know for certain that he had stayed in Cologne from 1257, but he was probably already on duty a few years before the foundation stone was laid in 1248. His origins are also unclear, and maybe some of you guys who are familiar with Cologne's history might disagree and say no, but yeah, in all the research, Master Gerhard was often referred to as Gerhard of Riele. A Cologne cathedral canon of the same name who is documented for the same period and was responsible for financing the construction site of the cathedral. And as a result, in historical research for quite some time, both Gerhards were probably mistakenly seen as one person. But that is probably not true. Master Gerhard and Gerhard of Riele are two different people. Master builder Gerhard's origins remain unclear to this day. Perhaps born between 1210 and 1215, Gerhard spent his apprenticeship years in the north of France, the region where the Gothic architectural style originated and flourished at the same time. Gerhard must have learned from masters there and drawn his own conclusions about how high and wide he could build his structures. In 1248, the year in which work began on the Gothic cathedral in Cologne, Gerhard was probably in his mid-30s and was so renowned for his previous work that he was appointed master builder by the Cologne cathedral chapter. Now, of course, the question of all questions is, to what extent did Gerhard specify the design of today's Cologne Cathedral? Did he draw up a complete plan or just a rough sketch? Research assumes that he certainly did the basic planning, in other words, the floor plan, room layout, etc. And this uniform design ultimately made Cologne Cathedral the perfect Cologne Cathedral that it is today. Master Builder Gerhard died on April 24th. What year? That's the almost funny thing about it. The sources are silent on this. Only April 24th is noted, but not the year. However, it is assumed that he died before or around 1271 because here we learn in the historical written sources that there was a new cathedral master builder called Arnold who continued Gerhard's work. And what about his spectacular death from the legend? Could he have not fallen to his death in a work accident on the building site, like slipping on the wet floor? Well, I have to disappoint you there too. This is only a legend that was first written down in the 19th century, as I mentioned. We learn nothing about the cause of death. Maybe he did really fall to his death, but we don't know it for sure. Gerhard disappears from history along with his wife Guda and his four children, Peter, Wilhelm, Johann, and Elisabeth. His architectural legacy, Cologne Cathedral, still stands today. More recently, Gerhard became famous again when the author Frank Schätzing wrote a bestseller in the form of a historical thriller about the first master builder of Cologne Cathedral in 2003, and this made Gerhard famous among the millions of crime thriller fans in Germany, even outside of Cologne. So, dear guys, looking at the clock, I see we are only at 20 minutes. This episode is way shorter than usual. You probably noticed that already when you were starting this episode. I don't want to overshare, but a lot of work, private worries, and half a week away from home due to a wedding celebration meant that this episode is now shorter than usual. But that meant we could devote an episode entirely to Master Cathedral Builder Gerhard and his legend. Of course, Master Builder Gerhard is immortalized as a stone figure on Cologne's Town Hall Tower, with his arm bent and holding several scrolls. This is intended to symbolize the architectural skill of the first cathedral master builder. I would have liked to talk about how the construction was organized, how the initial construction progress went on at Cologne Cathedral, but I think we'll save that for another time. I'm really sorry. I want to apologize. But keep in mind, this is still my hobby. I do this in my free time. And if your head is full of thoughts and worries, you don't really have the space for making a well-researched podcast episode as usual every 3 weeks. I promise to do better next time. So many thanks this time to Sylvia, Klaus, Norbert, and Bernd for your tips via PayPal. Thanks as always to my patrons. If this episode was too short for you, you can pause your subscription for 1 month if you would like to. I would totally understand that. Recommend me further. Stay safe and healthy, and as always, auf Wiedersehen.